96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to this special edition of the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141, Election 2014. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. It's not a presidential election, but it's just as important at stake. In this midterm election are all 435 seats in the U.S. House of Representatives, a potential power shift in the U.S. Senate, and 36 governor's races. To say this is a big deal is an understatement. And we're going to hash out the races and issues tonight. My guests are Dr. Lorenzo Morris, chair of Howard University's Political Science Department, and Melanie Campbell, president and CEO of the National Coalition on Black Civic Participation. Her organization has boots on the ground across the country, keeping an eye on key voting districts. We're going to talk about this tonight. The lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Melanie Campbell, Dr. Morris, thank you both for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you so very much.
Melanie, let me talk to you first about your organization, the National Coalition on Black Civic Participation, a nonpartisan organization. You have, as I described, boots on the ground. What are they doing?
We have a Vote for Justice campaign going on in six key states, and that's Georgia, Florida, Michigan.
Pennsylvania.
We also have partner organizations that have activities going on with APRI. They're in North Carolina and Arkansas. We are in key battleground states all around this country with their Power Vote campaign, and we've been working together to really do all we can to turn out the black vote, as well as make sure that we protect that vote, working very closely with election protection. All of us are working together to make sure with the Voting Rights Act, not having those protections mm-hmm. after the Supreme Court decision. This is the very first national election that we don't have those protections. So we had to work more closely together and collaborate.
I said, Dr. Morris, this is a big deal, and to say that is an understatement. Why is this such a big deal?
Well, to some extent, the nation hangs on a precipice of almost certain change, and that change, unfortunately for some, perhaps fortunately for others, is likely to go to a uniform control of the Congress by the Republican Party, which wouldn't be bad if there were an agenda there that reflected everybody's interest as clearly as many would hope. And what makes this dramatic is, on the one hand, every midterm election, with the exception of two since like the 50s, has led to a significant change, an average of 6-seat change, and that's what the Republicans need to take over the Senate. But where the drama comes in is that could be dramatically changed by a high black voter turnout in many of the critical states. And in one or two of them, a high Hispanic voter turnout could also be critical, so that the outcomes of today can be dramatically changed.
And with that said, Melanie, are you hearing anything about irregularities, any major problems? There was a slight issue with in Connecticut. We saw some reports there, but it was relatively small. But outside of that, we haven't heard a lot. What are you hearing?
Well, those small things that you hear when you have a tight race mm-hmm. can be a sea change. So we're hearing anecdotally a lot of issues at the polling place. In North Carolina, there was an area where you had 200 folks that were turned away this morning from the polls when you only, and so 200 votes, and they shouldn't have been. Even with confusion, they should have been allowed to vote. And so those kinds of things can change the result of an election. Mm-hmm. And so our folks are on the ground kind of keep up with that, do all we can to make sure people stand their ground, if you will, is what we've been telling people. Don't leave until you get to vote. Even if you have to use a provisional ballot, then we can come back in 48 hours and try to make sure that vote gets counted. But don't walk out of that polling place.
You mentioned that word confusion, and we've been talking for weeks on end, before you go to the polls, know where you need to go, right. Know what you need to do. At the end of the day, who is responsible for confusion? Is it the the official, the judge, the state at, that are in charge of voting, or is it the individual?
Well, of course, we say know your rights, right? So we gave them seven things you need to know, you know, to protect yourself. But and I blame the Supreme Court in their decision and on some of the mixed messages that have been going on in Texas, for example. 1 minute, you know, there's a change. No, it's, and so all of these things that have happened over the last year and a half to this election here, I think that we won't fully get to analyze it all to see just how bad it probably still was until after the election.
Need to take a break. When we come back, we're going to go to the phone lines. A lot to discuss. Maryland, what's going on Capitol Hill? Some of the ballot initiatives, marijuana. Hey, guess what? You're going to be able to vote right now for Attorney General in the District of Columbia. It's the first time that's happening. A lot going on. Stay with us. We're going to go to the phone lines next. 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. We'll be back in just a moment.
Remember last winter, the below freezing temperatures, this...
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. This is a special edition of The Daily Drum, Election 2014. My guests are Dr. Lorenzo Morris. He is the chair of Howard University's Political Science Department, and Melanie Campbell, president and CEO of the National Coalition on Black Civic Participation. Lines are open at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Before we go to the phone lines, just got a piece of information from Florida. This is the coming from the former campaign of former Governor Charlie Crist. He has filed an emergency motion to extend voting hours in Broward County, Florida, by 2 hours because of, quote, several individual and systematic breakdowns that make it difficult for voters to cast regular ballots. Again, this is coming from the campaign of former Florida Governor Charlie Crist. Lots of things going on, lots of moving parts right now. I want to go to the phone lines right now. Mike, calling from Washington, D.C., quickly, what's on your mind?
Well, thank you, Harold, for taking my phone call. And it's the importance of going out to vote. Is very important, because if you're complaining and you don't go out and vote, then you got nothing to complain about. The only thing that I'm frustrated about is the lack of fresh choices for D.C. mayor. You know, I don't trust anybody from a D.C. council member's office that's running for the mayor's office, because they have a track record, or once they get into the mayor's office, it seems like the African-American community is still treated like a second-class citizen.
Well, Mike, let me stop you there, because the sound is not great, but I did get the gist of what you were saying. Dr. Morris, did you hear what he was saying? Your thoughts about that.
It would be hard for anybody to be really enthusiastic, in the sense that most people expect a significant percentage of the population to vote. Well, we had a primary, good or bad, that had such a low participation rate, a historically low participation rate, that people don't feel confident that everything is represented. And then we have no other formal party representation, but we have two other candidates who are running as independents with a party background. So in some sense, there's no organizing structure that has given people a chance to express themselves in the way that high turnout primaries or intense party primaries have done in the past.
Interesting. You know, Melanie, your thought about what Mike is saying?
No, I kind of really agree with the professor in his analysis of what's going on, really.
Okay, well, look, on that point, I need to take another break in just a bit. But I just want to let you know that we are going to be taking your phone calls. So if you're trying to get through, please keep trying. We will hear from our listeners. And if you voted today, want to hear what your thoughts are, not only from your community, where you voted, but your thoughts on election 2014. Lines are open at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. When we come back on Sirius XM, we're going to talk to David and we're going to talk to Darnell. So stay with us. Our coverage of election 2014 continues on Sirius XM Channel 141 in just a few seconds.